Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. This episode, we're going to be digging a little bit deeper into faith when it comes to your business. Specifically, how do you activate your faith? How do you activate your faith? So episode two, we talked about what faith is and why it's important to the journey. If you didn't listen to that episode, definitely encourage you to go back and listen to episode two, which is what faith is and why it's important to your business journey. But this episode, episode three, we're going to dig deeper into how do you activate your faith? Now we know what faith is, how do you actually activate your faith so it can really work in your particular business journey? So the reason why I titled it Activate Your Faith, I remember I was getting some survey results, or actually feedback and testimonials from my mastermind group, the Master's Mind. And one of the young ladies that filled out the survey and gave her testimonial said that the mastermind really activated her faith. And for some reason, that terminology or that statement really stood out for me. It was like, wow, the mastermind activated her faith. What does it actually mean, activate your faith? So in this episode, I'm going to break it down into two categories and how we can activate your faith. And those two categories are on a relationship level with God and also a religion level. And God really put it in my spirit to talk about it in this way, because sometimes we can think that it's relationship versus religion, or it's religion versus relationship. But God put it in my spirit that it's actually both. It's not just about having a relationship with God, nurturing that relationship with God. It's also about religion and structure and what church and the body of Christ brings to this faith journey and brings to our faith, and how that actually helps to activate our faith. So we're going to break down the conversation into relationship and religion. And I'll start off with relationship, because a lot of times, especially on this podcast, I hear a lot of the guests talk about how they grew up in the church, right? From a very young age, they were going to church with their grandmother, their mother, their family, and they knew about religion. Something happened in their life, usually like a pivotal moment. For some reason, it's usually always in their 20s, a lot of them. Something happens and shifts them, not just to religion, but understanding the importance of a personal relationship with Christ. So whatever that particular moment in their life was, it made them go deeper into not just religion, but a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's how they actually grow or activate their faith. So let's talk about relationship, you know, and it really is a unique personal and individual thing when we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's like having a relationship with your best friend or a relationship with your parent. It's very unique. It's very individual, and it's very personal. The relationship that I have with my mother is different than the relationship my sister has with my mother, right? The relationship that I have with my father is different than the relationship that my sister has with my father. So if you think about the relationships in your life, they're all very personal. They're all very unique to that particular person. So when it comes to relationship with God, our personal relationship, it's very unique, it's very different, and it's very individual to you as a person, right? God knows each one of us uniquely. It says in scripture that he knows every single hair on our head. So I don't know how much hair you have, or even if you're bald head, right? God knew from the moment you were born to the detail, to the T, so much about you. He knew your personality. He knew what you were going to look like physically. It says in scripture, he knit you in your mother's womb. That's how intimate, that's how intricate, that's how important a personal relationship with God is, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is, because he knows you intimately, probably more than any person or other being in the world knows you, is that personal relationship. So how do you nurture that personal relationship? Because when you nurture that is actually how you activate your faith. Because this whole episode is about activating your faith, not just knowing what faith is and knowing that it's important for life and business, but now how do you activate it? And the first step is really having personal relationship with Jesus Christ, knowing him intimately. So let's talk about some practical ways that you can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. How do you know God on a personal level? Number one is knowing his word, right? His word, recently I was in a study and it talked about God's word being a love letter to us. And I actually love that perspective, that his Bible or the Bible, what I've heard of the Bible as an acronym is basic instruction before leaving Earth. So that really stood with me. Basic instruction before leaving Earth is an acronym for the Bible. And so it stuck with me because I thought about it as instruction and guidance. And guidance. We can read the Bible and hear from God to get instruction and guidance. But if we think about the perspective, as I mentioned, of a love letter, it's so much more than just instruction and guidance. It's God laying out this plan of salvation, showing us how much he loved us by sacrificing his own son for coming to earth for us. That is the love that he has for us, and the fact that he has a plan and that he's coming back for us. The story has not ended. He's going to be coming back for us, and we can live in eternity with him. Shows the type of love that he has for us. And he would do it for even just one person. Like scripture said, he would leave the 99 and go to the one to save the one. So he did it for you. He did it for me. It's very unique and personal, the kind of love that God has for us. So it really is that personal relationship is key to activating your faith. Reading his word, hearing from him personally for you and your relationship with him. Also prayer. So not just God's word, but another intimate way to connect with God on a relationship level is prayer, that communication, that being able to, sometimes I stand in awe thinking that we can actually pray to the God who created this universe, who created the world, that created nature, that everything that we look at, the sky, the water, the trees, the birds, God created all of that. And I am able to have personal conversation with him by simply praying. To me, that is amazing. To me, I'm at awe that that is actually something that we can do. So prayer is another way that we can really nurture our personal relationship with God. And that allows us to activate our faith. God is inside us. God is in us. As scripture said, God is greater than he that is within you is greater than he that is in the world. And the Holy Spirit is in you. God is in you. So he is greater than anything in the world. So nurturing that personal relationship through the word of God, through prayer, through even just sitting in his presence, being still and hearing from God. A lot of times, we hear about meditation from a worldly perspective or New Agey perspective, but meditation dates back to the Bible. God talks about meditating on his word, right? So meditation is biblical. So meditating and hearing from God is a key way that you activate your faith. You step into your faith. It really is personal when you meditate and you hear from God personally. And that's different. Like I said, everybody's unique. God has created us all uniquely. So how he communicates with us is unique too. It's going to be unique for each and every one of us. So really understanding how God communicates with you, being still and being in his presence is a really great way to activate your faith, to really stand in faith is really about relationship. So just to kind of recap what I talked about when it comes to relationship is being God's word so we can individually hear from God for ourselves is key. Being in prayer so we can individually communicate with God, and also meditating so we can hear from God. He can speak into us individually. Those are three practical ways that we build our relationship with God, and building our relationship with God actually activates our faith. It allows us to be faithful, faith-filled, and to be able to do all the things that God is desiring us to do in the marketplace. So that is relationship, and why relationship is so important on this faith journey and is key for activating your faith. The second piece, as I mentioned, is religion. So the reason why I feel it's important to talk about religion when it comes to activating your faith, because sometimes there's this thought process that is just about relationship, right? It's just about reading the word, praying, hearing from God, and that's all we should focus on, or that's all that we need. That is key and probably most important, right? But we cannot ignore religion. We cannot ignore structure. We cannot ignore collective body of Christ. Everything that we spoke about in relationship is personal, individual, unique, but we also have a responsibility as a collective body of believers to really activate our faith by being with like-minded individuals. So that's why it says in God's word that it's important to come into his presence as a collective body, to meet with other believers. It says that in his word that it's important for us to actually meet together as believers. So religion and structured religion, whatever that looks like for you, is important. It's important as part of Christianity. It's important on our faith journey as Christians to recognize and acknowledge and be aware of how our religion as Christians plays a role in activating our faith. So, going to church, for example, would be a practical way that we nurture our religion and help us to activate our faith. So, making an effort to enter the house of God. You know, this is something that we all felt during the pandemic. We know that the house of God, or the church, is not limited to the four walls, because when we were in the midst of the pandemic, majority of us, no matter what country you may be listening to this podcast to, you weren't able to enter a building, practice your faith. You weren't able to enter a building to be present with God and to be present with other believers. We had to stay separated during the pandemic, so we didn't enter a building, but we were able to still practice our religion, right? We were still able to connect with other believers through technology, right? Through platforms like Zoom and Microsoft Teams that allowed us to connect online and see people online. So it was still important to have that religion, that structure, that church aspect of faith as we went through the pandemic. It was important for us to gather in some way, shape, or form, even if it wasn't in the form of a physical church or building. So the first practical thing would be entering some form of church, whether it's a virtual church, whether it's a in-person church, but congregating with other believers really helps you to activate your faith. You know, as we talk about on this episode, the importance of activating your faith, or how do you activate your faith? Religion is a part of it. Religion is a part of activating your faith, and being with other believers helps you to activate your faith. Being able to get encouragement from other believers, inspiration from other believers, and you do that in church, in church, which is a structured way of religion, right? The second practical way that you do that is in smaller groups. So you may belong to a small church or a big church, and all of it's relative, right? A small church could be a congregation of 100 or less, or even 500 or less. Every church is different. A large church could be 500 members or more, or 1,000 members. It's not really about the numbers. It's just that, you know, church is usually a larger body, but a lot of churches are also offering small groups. small groups offer you an opportunity to intimately connect with other believers. For me, one of my small groups for my church that I attend is Sabbath school. I've been attending Sabbath school because I am Adventist, so I go to church on Saturday. And so instead of Sunday school, we have something very similar, which is called Sabbath school. And Sabbath school is an opportunity for me to meet with believers in a smaller group than our actual church. We usually, I'd say right now, we have about 20 to 30 people that sign on Zoom, and we connect on a weekly basis and just study God's word together collectively. Because a lot of times you can get insight or inspiration from other people, and you can glean and understand scripture better when somebody else explains it or someone else highlights something for you. So being in these small groups where you can be more intimate and even more vulnerable, I think, is helpful in activating your faith. As we talk about, how you activate your faith as a believer in business, as a woman of faith or a man of faith in business, how do you activate your faith? And religion is a part of activation of your faith. And practically, we talked about attending church, whatever that looks like for you, and then also being involved in a small group. So you have that intimacy, you have that connection, and you can grow spiritually when you're in smaller groups and you're consistently in smaller groups. So whatever that looks like for you, Sunday school, Sabbath school, Wednesday Bible study. What is that small group for you that really helps you hone into activating your faith, growing spiritually, so you can really do the things that God has called you to do in the marketplace? So, going to church, being involved in a small group, having a prayer meeting, going to prayer meeting at your church. Having a group Bible study. These are all practical ways and example that the body of Christ comes together, serving together. Sometimes in church, they have days where you can serve, where you serve food to the homeless, or you go out in acts of service, community service as a body of Christ. That is a way to really connect with other believers, and not only connect with other believers, but work in as the body of Christ in your community as believers. So really thinking about some of those practical ways that your church or your religion plays a role in activating your faith. So really understanding that in order to activate your faith, you need two things. You need a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and really being in his presence, getting that instruction, getting that guidance from Jesus Christ personally. And then you need religion. You need structure. It's not one or the other. It's not religion over relationship. It's not relationship over religion. It actually is both. You need religion because as Christians, we have the religion, Christianity. We are believers and followers of Christ, and that is Christianity. So we are a part of a religion. So you can't not acknowledge the structure of Christianity, the fact that we believe, for the most part, all of the same things, right? No matter what your denomination is. So it's not about a denomination, even though I mentioned my denomination being Adventist. It's not about being Adventist. It's not about being Baptist or Pentecostal or AM Methodist. I could probably name, I think there's hundreds of denominations. It's not about a denomination. It's being part of the body of Christ or even non-denominational, right? A lot of churches choose not to claim a denomination to make it more open, but claiming non-denomination is like claiming a denomination. Denomination is non-denominational, right? So I say all of that basically to share that it is about structure, whatever that structure looks like for you under the space of religion, because that truly is how you activate your faith. Because as believers in business, we are called to the marketplace. As entrepreneurs and business owners, we are called to the marketplace and to really shine our light, whatever business God has given you, whatever message God has given you. It is a light onto the world. It is a light onto the marketplace. So we have to have ways that we activate our faith so we can be strong when we go out into the marketplace and we face adversity, when we face rejection, when we face disappointment, right? We have to be able to activate our faith and know that we are walking in our God-given assignment. And the way that we stay activated in our faith is through personal relationship and also tapping into our religion as the body of Christ and as Christians. So I really hope that this particular episode has been helpful for you as we've dug a little bit deeper into how do you activate your faith. And I also want to end this episode by asking you that personal question. What are some of the ways that you activate your faith, whether it's on the personal relationship side, prayer, word of God, meditation? Some people even walk out in nature. Just being in God's presence with his creation in nature helps them to activate their faith. Some people even talk about listening to worship music and how worship music can really activate their faith to give them that fuel. I know we talked about in episode one how faith is the fuel for your journey. So how do you fuel up? How do you like go to the gas station and fuel up? What are the ways that you're fueling up consistently so you can activate your faith toward the journey? So think about it from your personal relationship and then think about it from religion, the body of Christ, the church. God is coming back for his people, the body of Christ, which is the church, right? So how are you consistently connecting to the church, whether that's in person, whether that's virtually, whether that's in small groups, whether that's working within the community to give back through your church? What does that look like for you? So I want you to think about it, really ponder on it, maybe even journal about it, and really list out how do you activate your faith and what things can you do to be stronger, activate your faith as you navigate your way through the marketplace and your calling as a business owner and an entrepreneur. How can you be stronger in making sure that you're activating your faith consistently so that you have the fuel for your faith journey and your business journey? So that's the question I'm going to leave you on and ponder on. Definitely think about it. See what the Holy Spirit drops in your spirit, what the Holy Spirit illuminates, what the Holy Spirit highlights, what resonates with you as you ponder on that question. How do you activate your faith? And as you journal on that question, if you choose to journal on that question, what comes up for you? So definitely think about that. And my prayer and my hope is that this particular episode has been helpful in helping you think about how you activate your faith for this journey. Do you have a desire to grow in your faith? Do you desire to strengthen your spirituality? Well, I have good news. Coming soon is the Activate Your Faith Journal, a guided journal that will help you overcome the many blessing blockers that we all struggle with. Things like doubts, things like fear, things like comparison. This journal is going to help you to overcome it and to activate your faith so you can grow spiritually and grow your business. I'm excited and it's coming soon. So if you're interested, be sure to put your name on the wait list. You can go to nadinemullings.com/journal. nadinemullings.com/journal to put your name on the list to be the first to have the Activate Your Faith Journal coming soon. Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information you can use, but was insightful and inspirational. Wherever you are listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episode or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.